rob anybody. He sighed. I told yous. That means it's serious. It means I got to bring back the big wee hag, and no excuses. Otherwise my soul gaze slam bang into the big kludgy in the sky. It's like a magical order. "'Tis a heavy thing to be under a geese." "Well, they're big birds," said Daft Willie. "Wally," said Rob patiently, "you kenna said I would tell you when there was times you should have kept your big gob shut." "Aye, Rob." "Weel, that was one of them times." He raised his voice. "Now, lads, you ken all about hivers. They canna be killed, but 'tis our duty to save the big wee hag, so this is like a suicide mission, and you'll probably all end up back in the land of the living doing a boring wee job. So I'm asking for volunteers." Every feagle over the age of 4 automatically put his hand up.
"Oh, come on," said Rob. "You cannot all come. Look, I'll take Daft Woolly, Big Yan, and you, awfully wee Billy Bigchin. And I'm no taking no weans. So if you're under 3 inches high, you're not coming. Except for ye, of course, awfully wee Billy. As for the rest of yous, we'll settle this the traditional feagle way. I'll tack the last 50 men still standing."
He beckoned the chosen 3 to a place in the corner of the mound while the rest of the crowd squared up cheerfully. A feagle liked to face enormous odds all by himself because it meant you didn't have to look where you were hitting. "She's more than 100 miles away," said Rob as the big fight started. "We cannot run it. 'Tis too far. Any of your scunners got any ideas?"
"Hamish can get there on his buzzard," said Big Yan,
stepping aside as a cluster of punching, kicking feagles rolled past.
"Aye, and he'll come wi' us, but he canna take more than one passenger," shouted Rob over the din.
"Can we swim it?" said Daft Woolly, ducking as a stunned feagle hurtled over his head.
The others looked at him.
"Swim it? How can we swim there fra here, Dafty?" said Rob Anybody.
"It's just worth considering, that's all," said Woolly, looking hurt. "I was trying to make a contribution, ye ken. Just wanted to show willing."
"The big wee hag left in a cart," said Big Yan.
"Aye, so what?" said Rob.
"Well, maybe we could."
"Ach, no," said Rob. "Shoeing ourselves to hags is one thing, but not to other folks. You remember what happened a few years back when Daft Woolly got spotted by that lady who was painting the pretty pictures down in the valley? I dinna want to have them folklore society big jobs poking around again."
"I have an idea, Mr. Rob. It's me, awfully wee Billy Bigchin McFeagle. We could disguise ourselves."
Awfully wee Billy Bigchin McFeagle always announced himself in full. He seemed to feel that if he didn't tell people who he was, they'd forget about him and he'd disappear. When you're half the size of most grown Pixies, you're really short. Much shorter, and you'd be a hole in the ground. He was the new Gonagall. A Gonagall is the clan's bard and battle poet, but they don't spend all their lives in the same clan. In fact, they're a sort of clan all by themselves. Gonagalls move around among the other clans, making sure the songs and stories get spread around all the feagles. Awfully Wee Billy had come with Genie from the Long Lake clan, which often happens. He was very young for a Gonagall, but as Genie had said, there was no age limit to gonagling. If the talent was in you, you gonagled. And Awfully Wee Billy knew all the songs and could play the mouse pipes so sadly that outside it would start to rain.
"Aye, lad," said Rob Anybody kindly. "Speak up, then." "Can we get hold of some human clothes?" said Awfully Wee Billy. "Because there's an old story about the big feud between the Three Peaks clan and the Windy River clan, and the Windy River boys escaped by making a tatty bogle walk, and the men of Three Peaks thought it was a big job and kept out of its way."
The others looked puzzled, and Awfully Wee Billy remembered that they were men of the chalk and had probably never seen a tatty bogle.
"A scarecrow," he said. "It's like a big job made of sticks, with clothes on, for to frighten away the birdies for the crops. Now the song says the Windy River's Kelder used magic to make it walk, but I reckon it was done by cunning and strength."
He sang about it, and they listened. He explained how to make a human that would walk. They looked at one another. It was a mad, desperate plan, which was very dangerous and risky, and would require tremendous strength and bravery to make it work. But like that, they agreed to it instantly. Tiffany found that there was more than chores in the research, though. There was what Mrs. Level called filling what's empty and emptying what's full.
Usually, only one of Miss Level's bodies went out at a time. People thought Miss Level was twins, and she made sure they continued to do